2月2日，少数族裔媒体服务机构 EMS 举办网上会议。会议主题是少数族裔媒体面临存亡危机，如何拯救当地新闻业。重建当地新闻的创始人兼总裁 Steven Waldman、 加州报纸出版商协会 CNPA 的负责人以及少数族裔媒体的负责人出席了当天会议。
Crisis accelerating. The Medill News Desert study that last year said 2 newspapers a week were closing, this year said 2.5 newspapers a week are closing on average. So on a national level, the crisis is actually getting worse.
洛杉矶时报和许多其他新闻媒体令人震惊的裁员，以及日益严重的新闻沙漠，正在加剧人们对当地新闻业未来的不确定性，甚至对新闻本身的未来也越来越不确定的担忧。根据皮尤研究中心的数据，自2000年以来，当地报纸的广告投放量下降了 82%， 即下降了400亿美元。本简报将探讨目前透过各种形式的纳税人支持和其他公共政策拯救当地新闻业的措施。
California, and this is a crisis. And I know some folks would advocate for philanthropy, but there's been a study that we would need $1.75 billion of philanthropy money to adequately.
2月2日，少数族裔媒体服务机构 EMS 举办网上会议。会议主题是少数族裔媒体面临存亡危机，如何拯救当地新闻业。重建当地新闻的创始人兼总裁 Steven Waldman、 加州报纸出版商协会 CNPA 的负责人以及少数族裔媒体的负责人出席了当天会议。
Crisis accelerating. The Medill News Desert study that last year said 2 newspapers a week were closing, this year said 2.5 newspapers a week are closing on average. So on a national level, the crisis is actually getting worse.
洛杉矶时报和许多其他新闻媒体令人震惊的裁员，以及日益严重的新闻沙漠，正在加剧人们对当地新闻业未来的不确定性，